Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your love and compassion toward us. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for your power. Thank you, Lord, for all the things you have done for us and the things you are doing right now. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for hearing our prayers and for answering our prayers. We thank you for solving our problems. Thank you for making your will to prevail in our lives. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for crowning us with your glory and honor. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for providing for our needs. Thank you, Lord, for not allowing us to lack the good things we need per time. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for always fighting for us. Thank you for defending us. Thank you for raising us above our enemies. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the works of darkness and the weapons of darkness that were formed against us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for all the miracles and blessings that we received in the last year. Thank you, Lord, for the changes, the positive changes and transformation that happened in our lives as we prayed and fasted during the last year. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the assurance in our hearts that you are going to do greater things than we have ever received from you in our lives in this new year. We thank you, for we know you will answer our prayers. You will touch our lives and you will make us great in every area of our lives. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for your faithfulness toward this ministry. Thank you for the elevation you have given to this ministry over the years. Thank you for the increase you have given us. Thank you for all the testimonies you have given us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we also thank you for this new year shall be a year where you will use this ministry to announce your name all over the world. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here to pray as we normally do, to worship you, to praise you, to seek you. O Lord, visit us in Jesus' name. Answer our prayers in Jesus' name. Give us blessings that are too much for us to receive and to contain. Blessings that will fill us to overflowing. Father, release such blessings upon our lives as we pray here tonight in Jesus' name. Give us answers that are beyond our requests and expectations in Jesus' name. Help us to prevail and to succeed as we pray in Jesus' name. Thank you, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to sing worship songs right now. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore Him. Angels bow before Him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent. Potent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. For His mercies endure forever. Amen. Give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Lord, give me grace to follow, abundant grace to follow. I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Jesus, give me grace to follow you. Abundant grace to follow your will. I need your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord, you are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory and honor. And honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How glorious is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Lord, I reach my home until I reach my home. Until I reach my home, I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. Heaven is my home until I reach my home. This world is not my home until I reach my home. I will never ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord, hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, Jesus. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your mercies. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your goodness. For all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh. alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. All the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise, and worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be thy name. O our Father, our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Oh, if need that thy heart provided, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. We praise you. Oh Lord, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. Oh Lord, in our lives, we've seen what you're doing. One more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. Lord, you reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you. Worship you, Lord. We worship you. Lord, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. You reign forever. Lord, you reign forever. Forever. Lord, you reign forever. We worship you, King of glory. We worship you, Jehovah. We praise you, Jehovah. We praise you, Jehovah. We praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Yes, you are the Lord, Most High. Yes, you are the Lord,
the Most High.
Most High.
Yes, you are the Lord.
Yes, you are the Lord,
King of Israel.
Most High, yes, you are the Lord. Most High, all sufficient God, the Most High. All sufficient God, Most High. You are who you are, yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you think is what you do.
You never change.
You never change. You never fail.
You are faithful to the end.
Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. You are too faithful to disappoint me. You've proven yourself in my life. And I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Jesus Christ, you are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, covenant keeping God. El Shaddai, you are covenant keeping God. You never fail your promises, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, En Adonai. Each to each, you steer the sea by the power of your name, El Shaddai. Oh, El Shaddai, Elohim, En Adonai. I will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. We'll praise and lift you up. We will praise and lift you up. El Shaddai. Begin to worship and bless his name. Begin to adore him. Praise his majesty. Worship his majesty. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship the Rock of Israel, the bright and morning star, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the king of the universe, the king of kings, the king of glory, the lord of hosts, the lord strong and mighty, the lord mighty in battles, the one who was and is to come, the creator of everything, the creator of the universe, the creator of every creature. Worship his majesty. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Almighty God, we lift up your name. For your name is above every other names. For your name is above places of darkness. Your name is above the heavens and the earth. Your name is highly exalted, far above every government and kingdoms and powers and forces of darkness. We praise your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Father. For there is no other name by which we can be saved except through the name of Jesus. For there is no other name by which we can be healed, by which we can be delivered, by which we can be transformed, except the name of Jesus. We praise your name, O Lord. For the mention of your name, every knee bows, every knee, whether they are in heaven or on earth, or under the earth, they bow before your name, before the authority of your name, they bow. Before the dominion of your name, they bow. We worship you, Lord. Be praised for it. For you speak and your words come to pass. You are the only true God. And you cannot lie. You do not lie. Your words are yes and having your words that are faithful and true, we praise you, Lord. You control everything and everyone. You reverse irreversible things. You have determined how everything will end, even before they were created. We praise you, Father. You hold in your hand all power, all authority, all dominion. You control the nations, and you control the affairs of the nations of the world. We praise you, O Lord. We worship you. Only you can open a door that no man can shut. And only you can shut a door and no one will be able to open it. Only you can lift up a man and no one will be able to bring him down. What a mighty God we serve. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. You are a rock of safety. You are a fortress. You are a strength. You are a refuge. We worship you. You are our light. You are our power. And you are the answer that we need. We praise you, O Lord. For you are the all-sufficient God. In you is everything we need and will ever need. Blessed be your holy name. And you are the self-sufficient God. You don't need anyone's help. Because you create whatever you need. Blessed be your holy name. You are the one who brings things out of nothing. You are the one who can never be defeated because you are the strong and mighty God. We praise you, Lord. We praise your name. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. We are here because of your faithfulness. For you are always faithful. For you are always faithful. We praise you, Lord. We are here because of your mercy. We are here because of your love. For you are so full of mercy and love. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. We're going to thank him more and more. You can say, thank you, Lord, for your steadfast love for my life. Thank you for your steadfast love for my life. Thank you for your persistent love for my life. Thank you for your consistent love for my life. Thank you for your unfailing love for my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Thank you for your steadfast love. Thank you for always loving me. Thank you, Father, for your consistent love for my life. Thank you for your great love for my life. Thank you for your unfailing love for my life. Despite my shortcomings, Your love for me remained despite my unfaithfulness. Your love for me remained. Continue to talk to him like that. Say, Father, thank you for loving me despite my unfaithfulness, my shortcomings, despite my inconsistencies, despite my disobedience. Say, thank you, Lord, for sustaining your love for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for causing your love to abound concerning me. Thank you for not withdrawing your love from my life. Thank you for loving me always. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, we're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for peace, joy, and safety that I have enjoyed throughout the last year. Say, thank you, Lord, for peace, joy, health, good health, and safety that you have made me to enjoy throughout year 2024. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you for making me to enjoy perfect peace, perfect joy, perfect health throughout my journey in 2024. Thank you for making me to enjoy safety. Thank you, Father. Thank you for how you preserved my life and the lives of my family members throughout last year. Thank you, Father, for how you helped me in so many ways throughout my journey in 2024. Thank you for how you kept me secured. Thank you for how you preserved me from deadly diseases throughout my journey in 2024. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your presence and power that have kept me moving forward from one phase to another, from one stage to another, from one level to another. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your presence and power in my life that have kept me moving forward from one level to another, from one phase to another phase, from one stage to another stage. Thank you for your presence and power that have been moving my life forward. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your presence and power that have been giving me breakthroughs. Thank you for your presence and power that have been destroying my limitations. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just begin to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for all your interventions that solved my problems in the last year. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to thank God for how he intervened in your life to solve some very difficult problems in the last year. Some very difficult problems you encountered. Begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for all your interventions that solved my problems in the last year. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the way you stepped into my difficult situations and rescued me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the way you turned my darkness into light. Thank you, Jesus, for the way you turned my captivity into liberty. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to thank him for helping you to remain in the way of righteousness. For helping you to remain in the way of the truth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. There is no greater thanksgiving than this, that God helped you to remain in him. That God helped you to remain in Christ Jesus. That God helped you to remain in the way of eternal life. Say, thank you, Father, for helping me to remain in the path of righteousness. To remain in the truth. To remain in faith, to remain in Jesus. Say, thank you, Father, for helping me to remain in your light. Thank you for not allowing me to go astray. Thank you for not allowing me to lose my salvation. Thank you for not allowing me to turn my back against you and against your word. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing me to fall into temptations. Thank you for not allowing me to backslide from the faith. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Just going to thank him. We're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing evil to reach my dwelling place. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing disasters, evils, to reach my dwelling place. Even though the evil happened to others, but I was preserved. My family was preserved. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing evil and disasters to befall me. Thank you for not allowing evil. Thank you for not allowing a plague. Thank you for not allowing disasters to befall me and my family. Thank you for preserving my entire household from deadly attacks of the enemy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your protection upon my life and everyone in my family. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you for your protection over my children. Thank you, Father, for your protection over my spouse, over my grandchildren. Thank you, Father, for your protection over my relatives, my parents. Thank you for your protection over everyone in my family. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for preserving our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the attacks of the enemy that came to me in the dream to overcome me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the attacks that came to me in the dream to overpower me. Continue to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing the witchcraft attacks, the satanic attacks that came to me in my dreams to conquer me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for not allowing the demonic attacks, the attacks from principalities, attacks from territorial demons. Thank you for not allowing those attacks that came to me in my dream to conquer me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. Many times we are ungrateful because our focus is on the things God have not yet done. It makes us ungrateful. Whereas God have done a lot, but because we are so, our minds are so crowded with the thoughts of things God is yet to do, we forget how much great things he have already done. Yeah, because many of the things he has done in our lives are the prayer points of some people. There are many people out there that are praying for what you have now, what God have done in your life now, and what he continually do in your life is the prayer point of some people. And yet those people have not had, they have not gotten the answers. they have not gotten what you have today. So you're going to thank him. You're going to think about all that the Lord has done for you. As many as you can remember. And you're going to say, thank you, Father, for all that you have done in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for all that you have done for me. Both the one I remember and the ones I can't remember. Both the ones I know about and the ones I don't even know about. Thank you, Father, for all that you have done for me. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to thank him like that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all that you have done for me and my family. Thank you for the things you continually do in our lives on daily basis. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the things you have done that we didn't know about. Thank you for the ones you have done that we knew about. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for great things you have in store for me in this new year. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for great things you have in store for me. Great packages you have in store for me in this new year. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for great things you have packaged for me in every month in this year. In every month of this year, thank you for great things you have packaged for me. Even in every day of this year, thank you, Father, for great things you have packaged for me. Even in every hour of this year, thank you, Father, for great things you have packaged for me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for stubborn problems you will dissolve, you will terminate, you will uproot in my life in this new year. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for stubborn problems, persistent problems that you are going to uproot, that you are going to dissolve, that you are going to terminate forever in my life in this new year. Thank you, Father, because the problems that have been troubling my life for years shall be dealt with by you in this new year. Thank you, Father, because the limitations I have been facing over the years be removed from my life in this new year. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for you shall end stubborn problems in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank God. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for new things your mighty hand shall do in my life in this new year. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for new things your mighty hand shall do in my life in this new year. New things that have never happened before. New things that will change my status. New things that will change my story. New things that will elevate my life. Thank you, Father, because you shall do those new things in this year 2025. New things that eyes have not seen. New things that ears have not heard. New things that have not come into the thoughts of people. Thank you, Father, because you shall do them in my life in this new year. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let those blessings that I wasn't able to receive from you in 2024 begin to rain upon me right now. Say, Father, let those blessings I missed in the last year begin to fall upon me right now by your mercy. Open your mouth and pray like that. Blessings that I missed, blessings I was supposed to get before now, blessings that I missed or they missed me, oh Lord, let them begin to fall upon me right now. In the name of Jesus, let them rain on me right now. In the name of Jesus, let them rain upon me right now. In the name of Jesus, blessings that you sent into my life, but I couldn't receive them. Oh Lord, release them now. Let them find me now. Let them enter into my hands now. Let them fall upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to understand your perfect will for my life As I journey through this year, help me to understand your perfect will for my life, and help me to follow your perfect will for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to understand your perfect will for my life, and help me to follow that perfect will. In the name of Jesus, help me to understand your perfect will for my life, and help me to follow your perfect will. In the name of Jesus, do not allow me follow my own will. Do not allow me follow my own ideas. Help me to understand, help me to know your perfect will, and help me to follow it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right before a man, but the end of that way is destruction. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, do not allow me follow pathways that leads to destruction as I journey through this year. Don't allow me follow the path that leads to destruction. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. As I walk through this year, Lord, do not allow me follow the path that leads to destruction. Do not allow me to follow the way that leads to failures and sorrows and pains. Do not allow me to follow the path that leads to closed heaven. Do not allow me to follow the path that puts me under a closed heaven. Do not allow me to follow the path that will expose me to deadly satanic attacks, whereas I'll be powerless against those attacks. Do not allow me to follow such paths. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, bring me closer to your word. In other words, you're saying, use the Holy Spirit to give me hunger for studying the Bible. So open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, by Holy Spirit, bring me closer to the knowledge of your word. Bring me closer to the understanding of your word. Bring me closer to the revelations of your word. Bring me closer to your word. Use your Holy Spirit to draw me to the place of Bible study and meditation to the place where all I do is meditate on your word. Oh Lord, use your Holy Spirit to bring me to that place. In the name of Jesus, by Holy Spirit, stir up serious hunger for your word in my soul. Stir up strong hunger for your word in my heart. In the name of Jesus, let this year be a year where I carry the fullness of the words of Christ in me. Oh Lord, let this year become a year where I'm so full of the knowledge and understanding and revelation of the Word of God. In the name of Jesus, let this year be a year where I'm so full of wisdom because I have digested and I have eaten a lot of the Word of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It is not enough to listen to the Bible, to read the Bible. It is powerful and very powerful when the Bible itself speaks to you, when Jesus speaks to you through the Bible, when God appeared to you through the Bible, when Jesus appears to you through the Bible. So when you study and meditate, you study with a heart that wants to know God more. You should study the Word of God with a heart that wants to know more of God. A heart that wants to know more of the depths that are inside of God. Yeah, so meditation and Bible study is like you're looking for treasures, like you're digging the ground, looking for treasures. Yeah, but not many people read the scriptures with that kind of heart. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me an heart that searches for God's revelations, and heart that searches for new understanding, new revelations, new knowledge from God's word, from the scriptures. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit created me a heart that searches the scriptures for new wisdom, for new knowledge, for new inspiration, for new revelation, for new understanding. Creating me a heart that searches for God inside the scriptures. Give me a heart that searches for Jesus inside the Bible. Give me a heart that searches for power inside the Bible. Give me a heart that searches for grace, that searches for divine encounters inside the Bible. Give me a heart that is full of hunger to know God more as I look through the scriptures. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I think I was watching a video. I think the video was on Facebook, and a man of God was talking about how he went on maybe 7 days fasting, 7 days dry fasting, or 14 days fasting. And he went into that fasting because he wanted to see all the revelations of God that is inside a particular book of the Bible. I forgot that book. Maybe it was 1 Timothy, I don't know. Or maybe it was, I don't know, I forgot that book. Yeah, he said he went into fasting just because he wanted God to show him all that, all of his revelations in a particular book in the Bible. Yeah, and I don't know if people are doing that nowadays, that you intentionally go into fasting, and not just ordinary fast, a dry fast. And in that fasting, it's just you and the Bible. And you kept on reading and meditating, and then you're saying, oh God, the purpose of this fast is because I want to see all the revelations that you have hidden inside this particular book in the Bible, or inside this particular chapter of the Bible. So that is the kind of hunger that God is looking for. Yeah. And if there are people that will have this type of hunger in this year, they will see God. They will receive divine encounters. God will visit them. I wish you were part of people that will go on such divine adventure in Jesus' name. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to pray and fast and study your word till I encounter you, till I see you. Help me to do a lot of that as I journey through this year. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. And the truth is that we know what to do to get God's attention. But because many of us are so foolish, we would forsake those things. So this generation is a foolish generation. It's just like what Jesus said in Matthew 25. He said there will be 10 virgins, but 5 are going to be wise and 5 are going to be foolish. So we know what to do to get closer to God. We know what to do to get God's attention. We know what to do to grow spiritually. But because we are so foolish, we don't do them. And I pray you will not be foolish in this year. So So I want you to pray this prayer from your heart. Say, Father, help me to do everything I know how to do to receive your touch, to receive your visitation, to receive your encounters, to meet with you face to face as I journey through this year. Help me, O Lord, to do a lot of fasting. Help me to do a lot of prayers. Help me to do a lot of Bible study. Help me to do a lot of meditation so that I will receive life-changing visitations from you, life-changing encounters from you as I walk through this new year. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. You don't need to wait until there is an official fasting program in the ministry. I mean, in this ministry or maybe in your local church. You need to wait until that time before you give yourself personal fastings. Yeah. Before you give yourself personal discipline and consecration so that you can get more of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, change my heart into an heart that places the highest value on spiritual things that comes from you than any other thing in this world. Say, Father, change my heart into a heart that places the highest value on spiritual things that comes from you. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. You seek after what you value most. People run after what they consider to be so valuable to them. So until heaven becomes so valuable to you, you will not seek heaven. Until the things in heaven, spiritual things, become the most valuable to you, you will not seek after it. That is the fact. Say, Father, change my heart into a heart that places the highest value on spiritual things. Change my heart into such heart. Change my heart into a heart that places the highest value on heavenly things, on spiritual things, on the things that comes from you. Oh Lord, transform my heart into that type of heart. In the name of Jesus, help me to value spiritual things above every other things. Help me to desire heavenly things above every other things. Help me, O Lord, to to cherish your things above any other things. Help me to cherish having time with you, spending time in your presence, above spending time with people, in the name of Jesus. Help me, O Lord, to value you and your things more than every other things, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, release your angels to open up all the gates in each month of this year. Say, Father, release your angels to open up all the gates, to open for me all the gates in each month of this year, so that I can possess my possessions that are in every month. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Father, release your angels. Release your angels. Lift up your hands, holy gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Continue to pray. Say, Father, release your angels ahead of me. Let your angels open before me all the gates that are in each month of this year. And let me possess my possessions. Let me possess my possessions beginning from this first month. Let me begin to possess my possessions right now in the name of Jesus. By angelic interventions, let every gate of every month in this year open unto me in the name of Jesus. Let the gates of January, the gates of February, the gates of March, the gates of April, the gates of May, the gates of June, the gates of July, the gates of August, the gates of September, the gates of October, the gates of November, and the gates of December. In this year, open before me by angelic interventions so that I possess all my possessions that are already waiting for me in each month of this year. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. There is what we call permissive will and perfect will. Permissive will is that thing that God allowed you to do because you are so bent on doing it. Yeah, you have not surrendered your will to God. Yeah, you just want that thing to happen in your life by all means. And you kept on troubling God and saying, God, you have to do this. God, you have to do this. God, you have to do this. And then God now do it, not because you want that thing for you, but because you insisted that you want it. So that is permissive will. And that always lead into troubles. Yeah, because when the people of Israel were demanding for a king, and whereas God told them that, I am your king, you don't need any other king, but they kept on demanding. And God said, all right, I'm going to give you Saul. Yeah, and we saw how much troubles King Saul brought upon the nation of Israel. So my point is that in this new year, you have for you to really enjoy the best from God, you have to surrender your will completely to God. And you have to say the same words Jesus said. Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. So any Christian that will pray that prayer sincerely in this year, they will really enjoy God's favor and mercy. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to surrender my will to you completely, so that only your perfect will happen in my life, will happen to me as I journey through this year. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to surrender my will to you. Help me to surrender my will to you. Help me to surrender my will to you. And help me to pray the same prayer Jesus prayed when he was going to be crucified on the cross. Help me to pray that prayer sincerely from my heart. Help me to be able to say, your will alone be done, and not my will. Oh Lord, help me to surrender my will to you, so that only your will happen to me as I journey through this year. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. God is willing to give you very specific instructions that will change the face of your life completely, that will glorify your life. Yeah, so you need to pray that God send those instructions to you. Yeah, some Christians are going to receive instructions from God in this year that would mean the end of certain things they have been doing for a long time. Yeah, maybe you have been doing something. It could even be a ministry. Maybe you have been doing something for God. Yeah, but open up your heart to receive instructions that, you know, that could mean that you stop doing that thing you have been doing for a long time and start doing something different. Yeah, something completely different. Yeah, maybe you have been doing a business And then an instruction comes from God to do something entirely different and to close down that business. I'm just giving an example. Yeah. So there are instructions God wants to give Christians in this new year that will really cause a great turnaround in their lives if they will listen and obey those instructions. And some of these instructions would mean that you stop doing what you have been doing for a long time, and things you have been used to. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, every instruction that I must receive from you to witness your glory, to experience your glory, to experience your transformation in this new year. Oh Lord, send those instructions to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says, and you shall hear a voice behind you. And the voice shall tell you, this is the way. Walk in that way. I pray you will hear that kind of voice. Yeah, begin to say, Father, send to me every instruction that I must follow to experience your glory, to experience transformation in this year, to experience your greatness, to experience your power. Oh Lord, send me those instructions right now in the name of Jesus. Send me your voice. Send me your directions. Send me your instructions that will guide me into experiencing your glory, your touch, your transformation, your power, your interventions, your blessings. As I walk through this year, oh Lord, send me such instructions right now in the name of Jesus. I want to be led by your Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, lead me by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. There are some mistakes that you are not supposed to make. Yeah, because those mistakes can bring irreversible consequences. Yeah, and in fact, I think I posted something some weeks ago. Yeah, that the judgment of God will be very high in this year and in the subsequent years that will follow this year. And that means there are some mistakes you must not make. Yeah, because God will not pardon the mistake. Some mistakes are not expected of you because, number one, you already know the truth. And number two, you already have the grace to avoid those mistakes. Yeah, so God will fold his arms and let the consequences happen to you, because you knew what you're about to do. You knew it is wrong, and yet you went ahead to do it. Yeah, so don't joke with God in this year. Yeah, because some punishment will suddenly come upon you. And you will pray that God remove it. God will not remove it, because the punishment came from God himself. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, strengthen me. Strengthen my spirit, soul, and body to walk perfectly before you as I go through this year. Strengthen me to overcome temptations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, don't think you're under grace, you're under mercy. You can just do anything anyhow and nothing will happen to you. You must be joking. And I don't think the grace of your pastor is going to cover you. Yeah, that the grace of the man of God will cover you. If you think like that, you are deceiving yourself. Yeah, this is the year where everybody will reap the reward of their work, whether what they did is good or evil. Everybody will reap their rewards. Pray, say, Lord, strengthen me to walk perfectly before you as I journey through this year. Strengthen me to walk in perfection. Strengthen me to obey you. Strengthen me to not offend you. Strengthen me to follow your will, to obey your will. Strengthen me, O Lord, to overcome temptations and trials. Strengthen me, O Lord, to stand, even when everything around me wants me to fall. O Lord, strengthen me to please you. Strengthen me to conquer the sinful desires in my flesh. Strengthen me to live a life that is pure and righteous and holy in your sight. Strengthen me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We are still going to pray. As I said, there are some consequences that are irreversible. Yeah. A lot of Christians have died untimely because they did not follow very simple instruction. Yeah, God told them, don't go. They did not obey. Yeah, or God told them, don't draw closer to that person. Or don't go to that person's house. Simple instructions. Yeah, they did not follow. And they died untimely. Yeah, I pray you will not die untimely in Jesus' name. So you're going to pray. that there are simple instructions that will come to you and you must obey them if you want to be safe in this year. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be sensitive to your instructions that are specifically for my safety, that are specifically meant for my safety and protection. So Father, help me to be sensitive in my spirit to hear such instructions and to obey such instructions. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to be sensitive in my spirit to hear and obey divine instructions that are meant for my protection. Divine instructions that are meant for my safety. Help me to be alert in my spirit. Help me to be sensitive in my spirit. Help me to be awakened in my spirit to listen such instructions, to listen to such instructions and to obey such instructions in the name of Jesus. Help me to yield to the pull of the Spirit. When the Spirit is pulling me backward from doing something, help me to yield to that pull of the Spirit. Help me to yield to the correction of the Spirit. Help me to yield to the move of the Spirit, especially when the Spirit is stopping me from doing things I should not do for the sake of my safety. Help me, O Lord, to yield to the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the strength of the Lord for great victories in my journey through this year. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive the strength of the Lord for great victories in my journey through this year. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Victories does not come by human strength. The Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. Meaning that for by human strength, no victory can be won. Say, I receive the strength of the Lord to get victories as I journey through this year. In my journey through this year, I receive the strength of the Lord. I receive the strength of the Lord for every victory that I need. In my journey through this year, I receive the strength of the Lord right now. I receive the strength of the Lord for every victory I'm going to need in January. I receive the strength of the Lord for every victory I'm going to need in February. I receive the strength of the Lord right now for every victory I'm going to need in March, in April, in May, in June, in July, in August, in September, in October, in November, and in December. I receive the strength of the Lord for every victory I'm going to need as I walk through this year. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to pray. Except the Lord help you, you can't be sure that any human being will help you. Yeah, except God help you, you can't be sure that humans will help you. Yeah, in fact, you can't be sure that someone who has helped you before will help you again. So my point is that what you need is the help of God, not the help of man. Because it is after God has helped you that man will help you. Yeah, except God help you, don't expect that men will help you. Yeah, that's the truth. In fact, don't expect that your spouse will help you, except God help you. Yeah, because sometimes some people they feel like they have a strong relationship with some people that are rich. And then they feel like, I can always demand from this person. Yeah, anytime. Yeah, and they made that person an idol. They made that person another god. And they now put their trust in that person. Yeah, because they believe they have a strong relationship with that person. In this new year, you have to stop that. If you are like those people, yeah, because if you continue with that mindset, you will be disappointed. Yeah, because those people will fail you. In fact, God can intentionally not bless those people again because you are now putting your trust in them and not in Him. Yeah, and God can trouble the lives of those people so that they will not even remember to help you, or they will not even be willing to help you because you are now putting your trust in them and not in God. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, I need only your help as I journey through this year. Oh Lord, help me. Fill up my life with your helps. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, it is only your help that I need. For I know that if you don't help me, no man can help me. Oh Lord, fill up my life in this year with your helps. In the name of Jesus, let your help sustain me. As I journey through this year, let your helps sustain me. Let your helps be sufficient for me. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. except the Lord help you in this year, nobody will help you. So God must help you. Say, Father, my trust is in you alone. Help me as I walk through this year. Let your help be enough for me. Let each day of my life in this year be filled with your help. In the name of Jesus, let each day of my life in this year be filled up with your helps. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, recently I was talking to God. I was asking him how he's going to, or maybe I should put it this way, how I'm going to really get some things done. Yeah, and the voice that I had was, let me help you. Yeah, you just calm down or hold your peace and let me help you. Yeah, so what that voice means is that you don't have to do anything. I will do everything. Yeah, you don't need to do anything. Just let me do everything. Yeah, so when we need, or maybe I should put it this way, to receive his help, you must acknowledge your helplessness. Yeah, you must acknowledge your helplessness. Many times we don't always acknowledge our helplessness. We always feel like there is something I can still do, yeah, to get a solution or to get a breakthrough. Whereas God wants you to do nothing and just wait. You know, when the Israelites were standing before the Red Sea, yeah, God told them to hold their peace. Yeah, he told them, just calm down. Yeah, and I will part the Red Sea. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, and give me the grace to allow you help me as I walk through this year. Give me the grace to hold my peace. Give me the grace to calm down and let you help me. Oh, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. As simple as calm down is, it's very difficult for some people. It's very, very difficult. It can be very difficult, especially when you feel like the matter is urgent. Especially when you feel like you need to see some breakthroughs very urgent, and then you don't want to calm down, you just want to do something. You need to calm down. Say, oh Lord, give me grace to allow you help me. Give me grace to wait for you, to wait for your help. Give me grace. Give me grace to acknowledge my helplessness. Give me grace to acknowledge that I am helpless in myself. I am helpless by myself, that I cannot help myself. Give me the grace to acknowledge that so that I can wait for your help to find me. In the name of Jesus, give me the strength to wait for your help to find me. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray four more prayer points, and then we'll round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to choose my, how do I put it? Should I say that God should help you choose your friends wisely? Okay, let us put it this way. You're going to say, Father, help me to discern the kind of people that are trying to come closer to me. Help me to discern the right people among the numbers of people that are trying to get close to me. Help me to discern those that are right for me among those people. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Father, help me to discern the right people among many people that are trying to get closer to me. Help me to discern who to bring closer and who to be distant from. Help me, O Lord, to discern that. As I walk through this year, help me to discern people that are not meant to be in my life. People that are not meant to be my friends. People that are not meant even to know my house. Oh Lord, help me to discern such people and separate myself from them. In the name of Jesus, help me, O Lord, to know with my spirit the right kind of people that I should move with, that I should walk with, and that I should draw closer to. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. I think I said it some few weeks ago as well, that those people that we serve God diligently in this year, they will really receive a lot of rewards, physical rewards, these people, they will receive more grace and more power and more anointing and more spiritual gifts and, of course, more angels. Yeah. So if you will do a lot of so winning in this year, you may start to communicate with angels. You may start to receive angelic visitations and angelic encounters. If you're going to do more of soul winning in this year, because heaven is going to draw a bit closer to the earth, yeah, in this year 2025. Yeah, I know you may have heard a lot of prophecies about this year. Yeah, but this one that I have just said, you can add it to all the other prophecies you have had from several men of God. Yeah, you should just take note of this one I have said, that heaven is going to be a bit closer. Heaven is going to draw a bit closer to the head. Now, what that means is that heaven is going to be more physical, more visible. Spirits are invisible. Angels, yeah, even God is invisible to your physical eyes. But for those that will really do soul winning operations, they'll begin to see God in a very real manner, like in a very visible way, something like that. May God give you understanding. More like you seeing spiritual things, or you seeing a vision, but that vision is so real that it's just the way you will see any other thing with your physical eyes. But what you are seeing is spiritual, but it's looking very, very real. Yeah, that's what I mean by heaven will step a bit closer to the head, in a way that people can literally see the presence and manifestations of God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to win souls into your kingdom as I journey through this year. Help me to win souls into your kingdom. Help me to labor hard to bring souls into your kingdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. I'm talking about practical soul winning exercises. Aggressive evangelism. Not the one that you just sit down in your house and you're trying to preach from your phone. That one is good. You're trying to preach through the internet. That one is good. But I'm talking about you go on the streets and you talk to people one-on-one about Jesus. Yeah, that kind of aggressive evangelism. Yeah, that is what God wants from us in this new year. So something beyond online evangelism. Yeah, begin to say, oh Lord, help me to win souls into your kingdom as I journey through this year. Help me to win souls. Help me to win souls. Help me to preach Jesus to my generation. Help me to preach Jesus on the streets. Help me to preach Jesus in the bus, in public transport. Help me to preach Jesus in train stations. Help me to preach Jesus in supermarkets. Help me to preach Jesus wherever I find myself, in the classrooms, at my place of work, help me to preach Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're also going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to teach the truth that have set me free. Help me to teach that truth to others. I believe you get that prayer. Are there truths that have set you free? God wants you to teach the same truths to others. Say, Father, help me to teach the truths that have set me free, that have helped my life. The truth that gave me freedom, the truth that gave me healing, the truth that gave me deliverance. Help me to teach others the same truths. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. To win souls is very easy. If your whole soul has been won, to win another soul, to win the souls of others, is too easy. So all you need to do is to duplicate all that happened to you, duplicate it. Tell others everything that won your soul. Tell others how your soul got won. Tell others the truth that won your soul. That's all. Say, Father, help me. Help me to teach others the truth that sets me free. The truth that gave me the liberty I have now, the freedom I have now, the salvation I have now, the deliverance I have now, the victory, the breakthrough I have now. Oh Lord, help me to teach the same truth to the people around me. Help me to teach the same truth to my family members. The same truth that gave me prosperity. The same truth that delivered me from poverty. The same truth that brought me victory over serpents and scorpions. Oh Lord, help me to share the same truth to those around me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. Yeah, I have said it before that number one, a man that is in bondage cannot free other people from bondage. Yeah, so if you still need deliverance, you can't set other people free. And then number two, you can only give people deliverance. You can only give people the same deliverance that you have experienced. Yeah, you can't give people a deliverance that you have not experienced. Yeah, for instance, let's say you have been delivered from telling lies. If you pray for someone, if you preach to someone that have been telling lies, and the person repents and you pray for that person, from that day, the person may not lie again. Why? Because you have built the authority because you have gotten the deliverance from telling lies. So that gives you an authority to also deliver people who have been bound by the spirit of lying. Yeah, but now let's say you are not yet free from the spirit of lust or spirit of fornication or sexual immorality or masturbation, for instance, and then someone come to you and say, "Oh, my problem is lust, sexual sin. Please pray for me." There's no amount of prayer you will pray for that person that will deliver that person. Yeah, because you can only produce the same deliverance that have happened in your whole life. Yeah. Now, there are cases where God may use you to produce a miracle that probably have not happened in your whole life. Yeah, but there are rare cases. Yeah, because some of you may be thinking that, what about people that God used them for miracle and it's not as if they have experienced complete deliverance? Yeah, there are cases like that. But they are not very much. They are rare. Yeah. So you are going to pray. If God is going to use you to set others free, to win the souls of others, then you must be free completely. And your own soul must have been won completely by Jesus. So therefore, you are going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, "Lord Jesus, I want you to use me to set others free. Please give me complete deliverance now. Give me complete deliverance from whatever captivity that is going on in my life." Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, "Lord Jesus, I really want you to use me to set others free from their bondages. Therefore, I am asking that you give me complete deliverance now. Because I know that my authority is going to be weak if I am not yet completely delivered. So, Lord Jesus, give me complete deliverance from every captivity of darkness that is going on in my spirit and in my soul and in my body. Lord Jesus, give me complete deliverance so that I can become a mighty weapon in your hand to liberate lives and to transform lives. Lord Jesus, give me complete deliverance. Give me complete salvation. Give me complete freedom from every captivity of darkness in my life so that I can be the man, I can be the woman that you can use to liberate the lives of others out there. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. raise up your right hand right now as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this hour. Thank you for your love for us, your unfailing love, your steadfast love for us. Thank you for your power that is available right here to change our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all our prayers that you have heard and have answered in the last year. We thank you for the prayers we prayed last year that you're going to be answering them in this year. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that according to the multitudes of your mercies, visit the lives of your people that are here in this meeting right now. I ask that you release those blessings that they are supposed to have received before this year, 2025. Lord, I ask that you release those blessings into the life of everyone now, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the mercy of God will bring back the opportunities and the favors and the helps that you missed in 2024. The mercy of God shall bring them back to you right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that stubborn activities, stubborn oppression that seems to stayed in your life for so long, for many years, I decree that the power of God put them to an end right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the anointing of the Lord come upon your tongue and every utterance you say in prayer throughout this year shall produce signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. The prayers you will be praying for yourself shall produce great victories in Jesus' name. And not only that, the prayers you will be praying for other people shall also produce great victories and miracles in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the determination and intention of your enemies shall be frustrated and terminated by the hand of God in Jesus' name. The intention of your enemies to make you cry and weep and mourn in this year shall be destroyed in Jesus' name. The Lord of hosts shall defend you, and the power of the highest shall create every miracle you need as you journey through this January till the end of this year in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.